your hands on my cashmere sweater.
Hey everyone, live show. I don't feel like playing the intro song today, so that was the intro song. So I'm Fake Arby, and this is the show that I'm doing. Lux, how do you know who Nerf Herder is? You're 12 or something. That's weird. So as usual, I'm ignoring the Mixlr chat room. I probably won't see anything that's posted in there. You all need to come to Madhouse Chat at madhouselive.com/chat. I think today I'm going to do the same thing over and over and over. The first part of the thing I'm going to do today is I've made this... I tricked some voice artists into making free thingies for me, and they sound like this.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
And I'm just going to keep doing that to people. It's really easy to get people, these voice artists, to make these things for you. You go to this website, it's called voice123.com, and you set up an account, and you just enter in a proposal. Say, I need this voice work done. And you'll get like 100 people auditioning for you. I've got tons of these here. Let me find one. Here's some.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico.
Hi, this is Wendy Nay.
Do accept this call.
You are receiving a call.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico.
Thank you.
Accept this call.
To block your number.
To block your number.
Press 2.
Press 1.
Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Press 2. Thank you. Thank you.
Your call is connecting.
That was freaky.
To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico.
Okay, I'll cut that out. Anyway, voice123.com. It's been probably 2 years since I've called up people who are selling snowplows and asked them questions about snowplows. So I'm going to try and call up some people about snowplows from the Correctional Institute. It's going great so far.
Hello?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
I don't know who's this. What's his name?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Ah, bastard, he hung up on me. Damn it. He has a good point, though. I should have left a space in there to say a name. But then, I don't know, that'd probably make them... All right, I'm going to try back. So pretty much what this does is it just makes people hang up and it makes more of the show suck because it's just waiting for them to...
Hello?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, my name's Roy. I'm calling about the snowplow for sale.
Well, you're in a correctional facility. Yeah. What do you want to plow for?
Oh, you know, I'm getting out soon. I just need to, as soon as I get out, I'm going to buy a snowplow. Like, it's the first thing I'm going to do.
Yeah, basically it's 2006. I bought the whole thing for $5,400, but my motor blew up, so I need to sell it for $35.
I see.
It's an 8-fleet, 6 inches, and then it's a with the extension. It comes out to be 10 feet.
Yeah, I know. All that's on the ad. I know that. I need to know why. Why does snow not rhyme with plow?
What's that?
How come snow and plow don't rhyme?
I'm fixed cost for a living. I don't know.
What was the answer? I'm sorry. What was that?
I fixed cost for a living. I don't participate in none of that.
You don't participate? Well, no, it's just the English language. Like snow and plow. You know, it's like it's spelled the same.
Well, you got all the time in the world, but I got a body shop to run. I'm sorry. I can't handle this.
But no, I'm interested in buying it. I definitely want to buy it. I just need to know why they don't rhyme. Oh, what a dick. He hung up. Damn it. All right. Yeah, maybe I won't do too many of these because this is stupid. they're gonna hang up when they hear the prison message. Oh, anyway, the whole point of the prison message is that it like levels up your prank calls. If I want to try it with social engineering. Like I want to call up a pizza place and do the prison thing, and if they accept the prison thing, then try and social engineer customer info from them. And if I can do that after they hear that message, then I win the prize. Avery's asking, how do they know if you pressed 1 or 2? It doesn't matter. Just say thank you. The call's going through.
Hello.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello? Hello, I'm calling about your snow plow for the garden tractor.
Okay.
Your ad on Craigslist, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I just had a question, the one for $250. How come snow and plow don't rhyme?
I don't know.
Well, they're spelled the same, right? S-N-O-W-P-L-O-W. So, I mean,
no.
How do you pronounce it? Yeah, they are. That's how you spelled it in the ad.
Snowplow?
Yeah. They both end with O-W, so shouldn't it be snowplow or snowplow?
I don't know. What's going on?
Well, I'm interested in buying it. I have $250. Cash is okay, right?
Yep.
Okay. Can you tell me how come those don't rhyme, though? Because they should.
No idea.
Well, it's really important. I'm not going to buy it if I don't know. This is going well. He's gone. Darn it. Maybe one more of these. So I'm using a Craigslist thing. It searches like all the Craigslist pages in the United States. It's called searchtempest.com. I'm searching every Craigslist within 4,000 miles of my house. I seem to be getting mostly New Jersey for some reason. One more try. It's gonna work this time. I don't know what I expect them to say.
Hello?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1.
He hung up. What a jerk.
Extremes.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1.
Kevin, you want a phone call from an inmate in New Mexico?
Hello.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press...
He hung up. Okay. The last time I did a show, I blamed it on Brittany Baker. She's someone on my Facebook, and she sent me a friend of hers posted on their Facebook. I mean, they did it again. So what I'm saying is someone did it again, and she sent it to me again. And this person, her name's Cheyenne, someone text me, gives her phone number, and it says include your name. So I'm going to call her from the prison. Everything's got to be from the prison today.
Hello?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello?
Hello?
Cheyenne?
Who?
Is this Cheyenne?
Yes.
Oh, hey. This is Roy from Walmart. I'm calling to do a reference check on a friend of yours. He's trying to get a job here at Walmart.
Okay.
And his name is Jordan Belton.
Okay.
And I just wanted to find out if you knew him, if you can tell me anything about him.
Actually, Jordan is my cousin. It's a female.
Okay.
Honestly, she's a really good person. She has had some trouble in her past, but that was at least 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was obvious.
She straightened
when she
her
came
life up
here.
A lot.
She what?
She straightened her life up a lot.
Oh, that's good.
I would recommend her because I think she needs this because, honestly, she is young. She's 22. She's my cousin. I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, something like that.
But she's like 22, and she's kind of figuring out her life.
Okay, yeah. We caught her out in front of the store. After her interview, she went out in front of the store, and she was selling drugs to old people. Kids and stuff. So we weren't sure. That's why we're doing the reference check, because normally our applicants don't do that.
Okay.
And she smelled really bad, like whiskey or something, when she was in here.
Okay.
Does that sound like her?
Well, I have not actually seen her in about 8 months.
Okay.
So last time I checked, she was at a rehab facility. I have not seen her in 8 months.
Okay.
So I could not tell you.
Oh, well, no, she said you guys have a business together. You don't work with her?
Yeah.
She says
we don't.
She says you're her boss right now.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm her 16-year-old cousin.
Oh, no, she says you're her boss. I think you're mistaken.
No, I'm not.
And she says...
Yeah, I'm 16, so there's no way I could be her boss.
So, she says you and her got arrested for shoplifting together?
No.
Well, that's what it says on
we
the application.
Not. I have never shoplifted in my life.
She said, reason for leaving last job, they caught me shoplifting over $8,000 worth of merchandise.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, that wasn't you? Like when you were 14,
no,
like 2 years ago?
No, that was not me.
Huh. Why would she write all this? It doesn't make sense.
If I knew, I would tell you, sir.
Okay, well, I have to get back to my lunch here in the prison.
Okay.
But you have a nice day. I think we'll probably hire her. She seems really nice. I'm really glad you could give me the reference. She hung up. That wasn't as funny because like the lady was really screwed up and had a weird drug past, and that was just kind of awkward. Damn you, Brittany Baker, for sending me these numbers. Not Brad keeps messaging me lately. He wants to do a show together, so I think we're gonna do that one of these evenings. We're gonna do another Brad and Not Brad show. We'll call about some pizzas. Pizzas are hilarious. So I don't really have anything else to call, so I think I'm just going to go to my standard default of Yelp people. So let me click my bookmark for Yelp thingies. Maybe I'll call the Yelp people with the prison thing.
I help you?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Could I have a customer paged? My brother's in there. His name's Carl Almride. He's in there getting his car taken care of.
What's your brother's name?
Carl Almride.
Carl.
Yeah, Carl. K-A-R-L.
This is a body shop, you know that?
Yeah, he should be there getting his car fixed.
He's going to be here getting his car fixed? What kind of vehicle does he have?
Oh, I don't know. He wrecks them a lot, so I don't know what he's got currently. You don't have anyone there in there named Carl?
No, not at this moment.
Like in the waiting room, maybe? In the waiting area?
No, there's nobody here.
Huh.
Was he supposed to be here?
Yeah, he's a liar, though. He's such a stupid liar.
All right, well, I apologize, but I mean, there's nobody here with that name.
Okay, well, thanks for checking.
Okay, buddy.
Bye. Tell him his brother called.
Metropolis Coffee Company, how can I help you?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1.
Aw. What a jerk. Let me try one more time.
Metropolis Coffee Company.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1.
Oops. Ah. I accidentally played some extra. All right, let me just call and ask for him.
Metropolis Coffee Company, how can I help you?
Hello, my brother's in there right now. I was wondering if I could have him paged to come to the phone.
Okay, we don't really do that, but hold on. What's his name?
His name's Viril, V-I-R-L.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Okay, thanks.
Is there a customer named Viril in the cafe?
I'm sorry, no one's responding to that name.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
Oh, hey, it's me.
Hi.
Hey.
No one is responding to that name.
You pushed the number that time. You didn't push it before when I called. Okay, well, I'm sorry. He must have left there already.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go back to my prison bunk.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I didn't even say thank you. I'm a jerk. None of these people... I think they do what I do and check in after they leave so they don't get harassed. Maybe the word's getting out. Oh, here's someone that checked into a hospital. That'll be hilarious. I can be like, what you doing in a hospital? Turbo, who am I supposed to... Oh, okay. Lux! 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 That's my shout out to Lux. So he can stop being depressed that I'm not shouting out his name. Here's another good one. But I don't think they have a real name. I don't think his real name is Party Man. Let me go to his website and see if he has his real name. Contact us. No real name on there. But it does have his phone number. Let me call his phone number directly. Wait, what order should I do this in? Alright, so this guy is currently at Auto Window Glass Place. Wait, I'm gonna do this. I think I know his name. I think his name's Corey. So,
Good afternoon, Clearview Auto and Window Glass. This is Jerry. Can I help you?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
You're receiving a call from an inmate at Chili Pepper, New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. We shouldn't accept that.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Thanks for accepting. Hey, I'm trying to page my brother. He's in there. His name is Corey. Would he happen to be there in the waiting area?
Oh, you know, he just left.
Ah, like he's gone for the day? He's not coming back?
Corey was just getting a chip repair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, he left. He's not coming back here, no.
Oh, okay, well, balls. I guess I'll try his cell phone again.
Okay, will do.
Thanks for accepting. I know most people don't want to accept because it's like $5 a minute, but thank you so much for accepting.
Okay, bye.
Sure, bye. Seemed like you really wanted to hang up for some reason. Okay, so this guy, Corey, I now know his name. He got a chip repair in his window, so I'm going to call him. I'm not going to be from the prison this time, and I'm going to tell him I'm from the chip repair place. And what did we do to his window accidentally? That's a problem. If you know in the chat room what we accidentally did, then post it. So I don't know where to go with this.
Auto and Productions, this is Corey.
Hey, Corey, this is Randy from Clearview Auto and Window Glass.
Yeah, Randy.
Hey, we had like a small problem with the we just sealed up that crack in your window, that chip.
Okay.
And we gave you the wrong, we were supposed to use this, it's this material that holds glass together. And instead, we accidentally used the wrong jar of material.
Really?
Yeah. Our boss, he keeps like a jar of his own cum in the office, and they use that. Because it's like the same consistency. It looks exactly the same. And I don't think this is going to work.
Wow.
So do you think maybe you could come back and we'll fix that up for you?
That's okay. Thanks.
You're okay with cum in your window?
I don't know who this is, but I don't appreciate the
This is
comment.
Randy from the Clearview?
Yeah, there's no Randy there.
Well, I'm here, and my name's Randy.
Uh-huh.
I didn't speak to you personally.
Who else works there?
It's none of your business. I don't have to give out their info. You could be like an identity thief or something.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go to the police now, dickhead.
Why? Why would you go to the police? Why are you going to bother the police?
Because you're prank calling me.
Okay, you're
from Florida.
You're going to go to the police over a prank call from Florida.
Yep.
And do you, what do you think they're going to do? Are they going to send a squad car all the way to Florida to come and get me?
Well, first they'll check to see if you're an identity theft person.
Okay. Because most identity thieves, they make jokes about cum on your window, right? That's how they start off, and that's how they get you.
Are you recording me?
I think that's a good idea. I think you should definitely go to the police and just tell them everything, and they won't treat you like a retard at all.
Okay. What are you getting out of this?
When you get there, can you call me? And I'll talk to the police for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
That'll be hilarious.
Okay.
Maybe they'll arrest you for wasting their time.
No, they won't. I actually happen to know the police officers here locally.
I'm sure they love you. I'm sure they love you coming to them for every little thing that happens to you.
No, but pricks like you, they love to harass, so.
Oh, they're going to harass me now. That's illegal. Isn't that what you're going to get me for? Hello?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2. Thank you. Your call is connecting.
Hello? Who is this? Hello?
Oh, he's gone. He hit the button. He hit number 1. That was weird. Okay. Involving the police in my prank calls again, as usual. I should play a song or something and figure out if I'm going to do anything more or if I'm just going to quit. So here's a song or two. I should play prank calls instead of songs. I'm going to play prank calls. Hold on. Here's what I'm going to do.
Santa Claus here. Here are a few holiday prank phone calls for you to enjoy.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sherry?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Paul from the portrait studio. You had your pictures done with us yesterday.
Yes.
And we had a little problem here. Kind of a big problem. Like all of the clothing in your pictures was pretty dark clothing, right?
No, we had red and white on.
Yeah, red. That's the bad one. Because we used to print out your pictures, we use thermal printers, and the heads on them get really hot, and because of the color of your clothing and the pattern and all that, basically it set the printer on fire. It set our printer on fire. The portrait studio is pretty much in ruins. I mean, all of your pictures are gone. All the computer data is gone. But the manager's telling me we're going to have to file charges against you for the fire because it was your choice
what
of clothing.
Because
we use a thermal printer and it set everything on fire. Breaking news, everyone. The girl that I called earlier about the job reference check that was very horrible and awkward and stuff, she posted on her Facebook, and she says, "I don't know who just called me, but I don't think you understand how serious that phone call was to me. Someone I care about very much was just trashed in a phone call from someone on Skype. Don't be a coward. Confess, because if I get any more calls from you, I will have it traced, and I will file charges." Crap. Crap, crap, crap. What do I do? Should I call her back and apologize? Yeah, that's what I should do. I should call back and apologize. I mean, it set the printer on fire. I'm going to go back to this while I figure out what to do. Oh, the heat, the heads of it heat up. It's a really old printer, like a really old model. And it doesn't have the safety stuff built in. And it caught on fire when nobody was in the room. And it set the entire portrait studio on fire. The entire store had to close down today. You know,
it's
one of the
fault,
busiest
Brittany.
Christmas shopping days of the year.
Okay.
But they're saying that we may have to... I just wanted to kind of warn you, give you a heads up. They're talking about filing charges against you because of...
For what?
Well, it's because
did anybody tell us that we weren't supposed to use that color when we came in?
I would think it would just be common sense. Because is the color of clothing...
Common
like,
sense to
that, that particular shade of red, it just like heats up on these old thermal printers that we use with Windows XP.
Okay, but we don't know what kind of computers you guys use. And if you guys knew that, then you guys should have told us that before
really?
We did it.
So you're saying that, you know, your excuse is ignorance? You should try that with a cop the next time you get pulled over.
No,
I didn't know what the speed limit was. And see how well that works, man.
How can it be that it's ignorance? I'm a customer. I don't know what kind of computers you folks use.
Did you hear my analogy with the cop getting pulled over?
Tell
a cop you didn't know what the speed limit was and see what he says.
No, that's something different.
I thought that was pretty brilliant.
That's something different.
Right.
I know what the speed limit is, but I don't know how you can turn
around
and say that we're responsible for it.
I don't know, man. I'm really upset because we, you know, people could have died today and it would have been all of your fault on Christmas.
Okay, how could it have been my fault?
Because of the colors.
Because of the clothing we chose to use to come and do our pictures?
Yes, and you wanted the darker background and everything and it heat up the heads.
No, the
nobody...
darker background was brought down by your photographer.
But that's what
we
you
chose.
We didn't
choose that dark sound.
Because we use white for everything.
Okay, wait a second.
Everyone uses white.
Everybody uses white? To take pictures?
Most of them,
we had white on. My husband had white on.
No, no,
my
I'm talking about the background of the pictures, you dummy.
Don't call me a dummy, because I'm not a dummy.
I'm sorry. I'm really upset, because basically I'm out
of
the job
now.
Well, I'm
really
now, upset,
too, because this was Christmas Eve, and you're telling me that we're going to be responsible for that? I'm pissed.
Well, it's not me that's saying you're responsible.
How can you call me on Christmas?
It's the manager.
Who's telling you that we're going to be responsible? Your manager?
Yeah, the store manager. Yeah, because they had to close down the entire store. We lost, like, so much money on sales. Like, we make, you know, probably $90,000 in the evenings on Christmas Eve, and we
okay, tell me where you are calling from. Are
that.
You calling from this portrait studio, or are you calling
no,
from this
store? No, it caught on fire. We're not allowed in there anymore. It's been condemned until they can fix it.
You know, my husband's not going to be happy when he hears about this also, because
really?
It's like, you guys are putting the blame on us, and you know what? There's no blame on us.
Our 123 employees aren't going to be happy not to have a job right after Christmas because of your clothing choices.
Okay, so...
at Perb went on fire today, and they had to.
I know. You don't have to tell me all this. I already know all this. Why are you telling me? This is what I just told you.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to my husband.
Oh, you forgot to tell me that.
Because the printer that they seem to use does not work well with red clothing. So when nobody was in the printing office, the printer caught on fire and burned the store down. So 125 employees are out of work, and they closed down today on the busiest shopping day. And they're going to put us responsible for it because of the clothing that we use to take our portrait.
The firemen are saying you're going to have to take fire safety training courses.
How are we going to have to take fire training safety courses? What I'm saying is, how do we know as customers what kind of printers you guys use to print on our pictures?
It's common sense. Everybody knows this. These printers.
No matter who's everybody that knows not to come in to use red.
These printers are from the 90s. Like, everyone has always known this.
You know what? We took Christmas photos. Red is a Christmas color.
Oh, don't be a smartass, ma'am.
I'm not being a smartass, and don't tell me that I'm not to be a smartass.
Ma'am, listen.
That's what we came in to take was our Christmas photos.
Yeah, obviously.
If your workers knew that red wasn't going to work, then they should have told us, oh, you know what, ma'am? Red is not a color that you guys should be using. We would have been happy to go on home and change.
She was a new employee, so she didn't know not to say red.
Now you're saying she was a new employee. She didn't know not to
She was a teenager, practically, and you're an old person. Like, old people should know.
Your guys fought for hiring a teenager and not saying that to us. Don't put the blame on us.
Don't try and pass the blame on us when you caught our store on fire.
Don't put the blame on us. We didn't catch your guys' store on fire. We came in and you guys did us a service. We paid $150 for a CD that we walked away with.
Oh, and
we didn't order any portrait.
And who's the idiot paying $150 for a CD?
Excuse me?
You heard me. I need to let you know. I'm recording this call for quality assurance, and we have to pass along to the police. They're probably going to make
you. You didn't tell me that before we started speaking. So therefore, your call now, you're supposed to tell me that before we even started speaking that you're recording this call.
Well, it's a business calling you. What do you think's going to happen? Listen, ma'am, I have to go. I have to call other people and tell them. I have to tell the employees that they're out of a job now.
What is your name again?
Thanks to your negligence.
What is your name again?
Mike.
No, you told me your name was Paul when you first called.
Then
why'd
you ask?
Your name is Mike now.
Why'd you ask?
What is your last name?
Why are you asking if you know what my name is?
Because I want to know your first and your last name.
This is the same kind of deceit you used to get our picture studio to catch on fire.
The same kind of deceit I used to have your portrait studio catch on fire?
Ma'am, I have to go call other people. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, here's an Omar who just checked in at a KFC. Probably in the drive-thru, so this is pointless.
KFC, how can I help you?
Hello, could I page my brother who's in there right now? Could I have him come to the phone?
Who's this?
His name is Omar McAllister.
Omar? No, there isn't anybody here.
Oh, like in the entire restaurant? Did everyone hear you?
Yeah, there's only one customer on the front and he didn't respond.
Oh, maybe he went through the drive-thru.
There's no customers on the drive-thru.
Maybe we could just hang out on the phone for a little while and maybe he'll come in.
I really don't have a lot of time.
Oh, well, if there's no customers, you're not really doing anything. We could just kind of hang out and talk.
That doesn't mean I'm not doing anything.
Every customer that comes in, you can just say, hey, are you Omar?
Oh, and then, I don't.
Huh? Can we do that?
There's nobody coming in.
Oh. Well, we'll just wait for like three people
to
come in.
You can call again in a couple of minutes.
Well, we could just hang out and talk for a couple minutes.
I don't have the time, sir. I'm sorry, but like I'm not an operator. Like I'm not working for just to answer the phone and greet the customers. What's their name?
Well, what else are you gonna do?
I have other things to do. So
you're not doing.
You can call back in a couple of minutes, and I'll ask if he's here. Then if you call back in a couple of minutes, then I'll let you talk to him.
All right. Fine. Fine.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye. So I'm scrolling through these other check-ins, and a guy that just checked in 2 minutes ago, he checked in at the AMC Highlands Ranch 24, and he's ready for The Hobbit in IMAX 3D. And guess who this is that checked in? It's Jason Scott, the Internet Archive guy, the textfiles.com guy. if Samantha were here, she would make me prank Jason Scott. I'm not going to call it, though, because that would probably be impossible to find him. Because he's in a giant movie theater. That'd be hilarious, though. Page Jason Scott. He'd block me on Skype, just like Steve Wozniak did for paging him at places. This guy checked into the Westview Nails and Hair Salon.
Sabrina, can I help you?
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1.
Beep. Okay, hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for pressing 1, like you just did. I was wondering, my brother's in there right now. He's getting his, I don't know what he's doing, but could I talk to him on the phone? His name's Brian.
Talk to who?
A customer named Brian Jones.
What customer?
His name's Brian Jones.
Brian Jones?
Yep, he's in there getting his hair.
A male, what?
It's a male. Yeah. I know, it's weird. What's he doing? Getting his nails done?
I want to talk to you.
No. Who's this?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm calling from a consumer alert place. And I need to alert you that this place that you're at, like, are you getting your hair done there?
I don't know who this is. I don't know.
Sir, I'm trying to tell you. Okay. Needs to be called back.
Hello?
Hi. Oh, me and Jason got disconnected. Could I talk to Jason
again? I think you're wrong. Nobody, that's name. I keep him talking to him, so he don't know anything.
Oh, well, no, he said his name's Brian Jones, right?
No, nobody named Brian Jones.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't know. Well, you can say his name.
Ask him what his name is real quick.
I asked him already. He said not that name.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, what is his,
okay,
what's his
I'm
first
busy right now. I'm
what,
sorry.
What's his first name? Tell me his first name. All right. I think I'm about to quit. Let me just kind of check through here one more time. I'm going to leave his... Oh, crud. Where's his... Brian. There he is. I gotta leave his Twitter open, see if he tweets about that. It says, I am now the Duke of Westview Nails and Hair Salon on Yelp. So he goes to this hair and nails place a lot. Yes, Cactus in the chat room. I'm doing a show, and guess what? I'm quitting right now. I'm about to quit. Show's over. I'm looking at more Yelp stuff, and there's nothing really worth calling right now. So, yeah, I think it's time to end the show. Sorry you missed it, Cactus. Avery was asking, when is Stacy going to give me the video from our marathon thing we did at Walmart? And I haven't seen Stacy on Skype all week. I don't know where she is, but I'm sure she'll give it to me eventually. She's just being slow about it. She promises. She's having problems making Linux work with an iPhone. Yeah, that's true, Cactus. You didn't miss anything. It was a boring show. Nothing good happened today. Except Brittany gave me the number that turned into a really awkward prank call that I feel kind of bad about now. Let me see if Cheyenne posted anything new. One of her friends liked what she wrote, which is, seems like kind of an asshole thing to do. Nope, nothing new. Let me quickly check through all the Twitters and Party Man has said nothing. Omar, I never got through to him. Brian at the nail and hair salon. He can't text because his nails are being done right now. He's getting his manicure. Okay, yeah, so that's the end of the show. When I edit all this together, it's probably going to be a 15-minute long show. So if you are listening on the podcast feed, be happy it wasn't an hour and 15 minutes because nothing really great happened. I might not even save this show. Oh, yeah. People were on YouTube. There's the YouTube that people can listen to shows on. It's youtube.com/phonelosersshows. And people are saying they don't even realize that you can subscribe to shows. And all you need to do is get a subscriber thingy, like a podcast app on your phone or tablet, or like Feedly on your PC or phone or tablet. There's podcast feeds and stuff. So everyone that doesn't know that you can subscribe to this show needs to go to Snowplow. No, they need to go to phonelosers.org/snowplowshow. I fixed up that page a little. It still looks like crap, but it's more accurate. And there are links. There are links to subscription links, RSS feeds, podcast feeds. Everyone should be subscribed to this. You shouldn't be doing any work to listen to these shows. They should just come to you automatically. So if you don't know how to do that, you're dumb, and you need to figure it out. And then there's also Stitcher and TuneIn. You don't have to do any work on those. You just turn them on and search for Phone Losers. Anyway, yeah, I'm quitting the show. It's over. Thanks for listening, everyone. Sorry it sucked. Goodbye.